Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of day. Do what I say and I'll make you okay. And drive them away. Drink up, baby. Look
Was Elliot Smith, Between the Bars. I just love that song. And thanks for being here, you guys. This is a new episode of Supernatural Radio, and I am joined by Miss Beth Blue, who is in Virginia. How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Fine as frog fur, split three ways.
But I just want to say something about those lyrics that we just heard, because I think that those are one of the best lines in that song is the people you've been before that you don't want around anymore, they push and shove and won't bend to your will. Isn't that a freaking great line?
It is. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God. Geez. Anyways, we can get into that later. But anyway, so we're going to talk about synchronicity. And, probably everyone who's alive right now has had some kind of synchronistic event in their lifetime. The term synchronicity was coined by the psychologist Carl Jung. That's J-U-N-G. And I think he coined it in 19... Let me see when he did. I wrote some notes down here, and I know you did too. I think it was in 19... Sorry, hold on.
Well, my mouse isn't working now.
1930. Okay.
So I was going to say 1930.
As part of his lecture. And Jung actually, he was the father of, he also coined the term collective unconscious, which means that the collective unconscious, let's say, of America, like we all have this group consciousness in America. Like, for instance, if you saw an apple pie, whatever. Like, it's like one of those things that is like an American thing that, anyways, that's probably not a good example. But anyways, collective unconscious. He also came up with the archetypes of people. He's a very brilliant guy. I love his work. So anyways, synchronicities. Now, Beth, what do you know about synchronicities there?
All right. So, like, the what always comes to mind when I think about it is the little things that happen to people multiple times. Like seeing a symbol over and over, where you don't, it's not like a. It's not something you seek out. It's just there. You can't accept it as a coincidence anymore when you see it repeatedly like that, right? And so, I guess you're going. I'm trying to think of an example of like some kind of symbol. I can't really think of an example of a symbol, but maybe something else would be like the time 11/11 that a lot of people talk about when you see that repeatedly. You know what I mean?
Right. Numbers and things like that. So from what I have here, so it says a meaningful coincidence of two or more events where something other than the probability of chance is involved. So,
right.
And Gabby in the chat room says it's 10-10 right here, there, right now. But also in this passage that I read today, some people argued that seeing things as synchronicities was really a form of, like, mental illness.
Right.
No, what? I don't understand that. But, I mean, so tell me, like, what have you in your own life? Because I can tell you a couple synchronicities that happened to me. I love synchronicities. I think go ahead.
Oh, no, it's really just, like, one of those things that gives me goosebumps. And I was trying to think of things earlier, and I was like, you know what? I know there's been more, but I just don't really remember all of them. Maybe they'll come to me later today, but probably after we get off the phone. But one of them I can think of right off the top of my head is my house. And you and I have been talking about houses a lot lately too. And I remember when I first saw this house, and I first started looking at houses, I was like, nah, that one's not going to work. It only has 2 bedrooms. I need 3. And, you know, no matter how many, you know, times I would search for other houses, this one came up every single search, no matter what search criteria I put in or what. And, I mean, I probably didn't do 3 bedrooms or more every single time, but this house came up in a search every single time. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's the one. You know, and I feel like I was being told, yes, that's your house. And sure enough, it is, you know. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so freaky.
It is. So, it was cool in retrospect, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so it's like kind of tricky to determine what is synchronicity and what isn't. Like, so if more than, I guess, more than 2 things happen that are fortuitous or, I guess, you know, kind of in a good way. For instance, when I went to Rhode Island to go to the grave of Mercy Brown, the vampire, Mercy, she wasn't a vampire, but they thought she was a vampire, Mercy Brown. So we go to the graveyard, and this car pulls in, and we're like, you know, we're alone there in the graveyard, and the car pulls in, so the guy's like getting closer and closer to us, and I said, you know, so the guy comes over, and he goes, what are you girls doing? He goes, I'm here to see some gravestones of vampires, right, or whatever. So I was like, yeah, we're here to see Mercy Brown. We're in front of her grave, in fact. So anyways, then he took us through the woods to these other supposed vampire graves that were maybe a mile away, but we followed him. And he took us to these other vampire graves. So, I mean, was that synchronicity? It was really fun. I don't know. It was like, we're there to see a vampire. There's another guy there to see a vampire. Then he takes us to these other vampires.
Right. It's either
and
that
then,
or you narrowly escaped death.
Exactly. I remember the friend I was with, she had this pen in her hand the whole time. She's like, I'm not, you know, I got this pen. If I have to use it, I will. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell? So, anyways, it was funny. And then another quick weird synchronicity thing happened. I was going to New York City with my friend Marilee, and I heard this song, you know, on a downtown train. You know that song, on a downtown train? Will
yeah.
I see you tonight on a downtown train? So I turned to her because my friend Johnny lived there at the time, and I was really in love with Johnny. And I said, do you think I'll see Johnny tonight? And Marilee said, it's a big city. In other words, no, you know. So we get there, and we run into one of her friends, and the friend tells us which bars to go to and whatever. So we go to this bar that she tells us to go to. Who's walking down the stairs as I'm walking out but Johnny?
Holy cow.
And I was like, oh, my. He could have been anywhere in the city. I could have been anywhere in the city, but he was right there, you know?
That is.
So, anyways, but, and then, wait, there's one more. okay, so I was at a tag sale once, and a long time ago, and I picked up this magazine. It's still out. It's called the New York Quarterly. So it was from 1972, this issue. So I'm looking at it, and it was like all black and white pictures of poets. It's all poetry. And I'm looking at the black and white pictures of, like, Anne Sexton and Robert Creeley, and I'm like, these are so cool. Like, these pictures are so cool. And I would love to be in this magazine with my black and white picture in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So about 2 years later, I happened to submit to the New York Quarterly. I submitted some poetry. And the editor called me. And he said, would you like to write the present state of American poetry in the next issue? And I'll need a black and white photo.
Oh, wow.
So that was so freaking cool. So I don't know if that's a synchronicity or what, but, I mean, it was like I wished I could be in that magazine. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Then I suddenly was in the magazine, and it was just so cool. But so that's why I believe that synchronicity, Beth, do you agree that synchronicities can sometimes be, they say they're without a causal effect, meaning there's no rhyme or reason to it. But I think that our subconscious sometimes bring these synchronicities about. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, that's also like the basis of, you know, what psychologists think is that it's based in your subconscious. And, I mean, that makes perfect sense to me because the subconscious is doing all kinds of things that we're not really even aware of, you know.
Right.
So it's helping us along, and we're like, yeah, great, thank you.
Right. But, I mean, like, for instance, like when people talk about how, you know, think positive, right? Think positive and, you know, things will be okay or whatever. You know, I mean, that's like along the same premise of, you know, like say you go shopping and you're like, oh, I just know I'm going to find the dress I want or whatever, something like that. You know what I mean? I do believe that we can control our environment to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But, you know, but one thing, so the thing that I was talking about with the, you know, it's called apophenia. Apophenia it's also called pareidolia, which some of you guys might have heard of. Pareidolia is when, say, you're seeing faces in the grain of wood, or you're seeing, you know, something in a picture that looks like something else because your mind just goes to that naturally because you're picking out patterns from something random. Your mind is like set to certain patterns, like a face or something like that. So this says about apophenia. In psychology and sociology, the term apophenia is used for the mistaken detection of a pattern or meaning in random or meaningless data. Skeptics such as Robert Todd Carroll and of the Skeptics Dictionary argue that the perception of synchronicity is better explained as apophenia. I disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, and then
yeah,
I
disagree too.
Yeah. In the religious sense, many people believe that the universe angels, and other spirits, or God cause synchronicity. Among the general public, divine intervention is the most widely accepted explanation for these meaningful coincidences, which, you know, let's face it, a lot of times we have these coincidences, we do say it's divine intervention, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean,
I have an example from actually just today, and it's a little, it freaked me out a little bit because I was practicing here, right? I was practicing talking to I've been practicing talking to my guides and things like that, and I'm like, so I'm reading this audio or listening to this audio book about your guardian angel, right? And it's talking about how, you know, you can talk to your guardian angel, you can ask them anything, and it can be, you know, it range from, you know, simple things and to, like, complicated issues. And they're like, just try it, you know, try, ask for a parking space. And I'm like, hold on a minute, I really have to pee. And I need to get home, and there are 100 darn stoplights between here and my house. And I'm like, please, dear guardian angel, can you make the traffic lights green all the way home, please and thank you? And every single one of them was green.
Wow.
I mean, that's an example of synchronicity, and it's also an example of how it isn't necessarily something that was derived from my own doing. You know, it's not, I didn't make that happen. Somebody else made that happen.
Right.
And a couple of times, too, though, I felt like this urge to, I was speeding, I always speed, but I felt this urge to slow down. So I think the timing just made it happen right. You know what I mean? It was crazy, but
right.
It's another one on my list.
Right. So it was a series of different actions that you took that led to that, you know?
Right, but I wouldn't normally have, and I feel like maybe they just kind of guided me to slow down, speed up at the right pace to make it so those, I don't think they're out there pushing the button on the pole to make the lights change, you know what I mean? But they're guiding me somehow to make my pace go along with what would, work with all the lights being green. And there are a lot of lights around here that drive me crazy. And that's like one of my things is I hate the damn stoplights. So they must know that. They're like, all right, let's do that. That's the second time that's happened to me too. The first time was when I addressed my guides and asked them to do it as like a little test, you know. So it's the second time.
Right. Yeah, so Beth has been really tuning into what it seems like, meaningful things in life where they seem random, but they're not random, I don't think. I think that, you know, they're, like Jung said, that things, you know, it's not a series of random events that happen. There's a deeper order to things than we realize, I think.
Yeah, and random to me just doesn't really make sense. I don't, you know, random, I guess it is a possible thing, but I think it's less common than people would like it to be or say it is.
Right, yeah. So I just want to remind everyone that I am giving away free purple energy plates tonight, and you have to be in chat to win one of these purple plates. The Purple Plates, if you go to purpleplates.com, you can read all about them, read all the testimonials. They are wonderful. So if you would like a free purple plate, please join us in chat. And I'm going to ask a really easy question. You got to just answer the question. And then I will get your address, and I'll send you one, and you will be delighted because they say expect a miracle, and you really can. So anyways, you have to be in chat for that. And we're going to do readings in a little while, so all you guys on hold on the phone, just hold tight because we'll get to you. I think we can probably get to everyone because there's not that many callers, so we'll get to you guys. Okay, so I do want to mention also, Beth, that one of the things that happened in Young's, he was teaching a class, and something really amazing happened to him with a student. Now, with someone he was working on, as you know, first psychologically. Did you read that about the gold beetle? I don't know if you got to read that about the gold beetle that appeared.
I did, and it's like kind of fuzzy in my brain.
Okay, so I'll just quickly tell you guys.
Yeah.
So Young tells the following story as an example of synchronistic event in his book Synchronicity. By way of example, I shall mention an incident from my own observation. A young woman I was treating had at a critical moment a dream in which she was given a golden scarab. While she was telling me this dream, I sat with my back to the closed window. Suddenly, I heard a noise behind me, like a gentle tapping. I turned round and saw a flying insect knocking against the window pane from outside. I opened the window and caught the creature in the air as it flew in. It was a scarab beetle, the common rose chafer. It was scarab-like. It wasn't a scarab beetle because he wasn't in Egypt, but it was a scarab-like beetle, which, contrary to its usual habits, had evidently felt an urge to get into a dark room at this particular moment. It was an extraordinary difficult case to treat, and up to that time of the dream, little or no progress had been made. I should explain that the main reason for this was my patient's animus, which was steeped in Cartesian philosophy and clung so rigidly to its own idea of reality that the efforts of three doctors, I was the third, had not been able to weaken it. Evidently, something quite irrational was needed, which was beyond my powers to produce. The dream alone was enough to disturb ever so slightly the rationalistic attitude of my patient. And then progress was made after that. So, I mean, these synchronicities can really, bring us out of, you know, our funk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
That was a pretty amazing, that was an amazing story, actually, that he pulled. There's so many synchronicities that are, you know, that I've read about famous people, that what happened to them, and, I mean, just amazing things. But I think generally a synchronicity is something good, when something good happens. So,
Yeah. And I kind of think of it as it's like something that is meant to encourage or guide us. So it's like some of the things I've read, too, are it's like the purpose is generally accepted to be like something that is telling you, yeah, you're on the right track. You're on track. You're doing the right things. You're good. Keep going. You know, that kind of thing. And encouragement and people constantly doubt themselves. So that encouragement is really needed. So
right.
I think it serves a great purpose.
Right. And like when you're trying to, Beth, when you're trying to ask for signs from the universe.
Yeah.
We were talking about this the other night, you guys, and asking for signs. Like when I ask my dead loved ones on the other side for a sign, it'll be like, let me see a, you know, blue ribbon, or let me see a pink, I don't know, whatever it may be at the time. But so when we see those things, we see the monarch butterfly land on our tree outside. When these things come to fruition, it makes us feel better. It makes us feel heard, and like what we want or whatever is worth going after, is worth believing in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, what do you think about, Beth, what do you think about when you're dreaming? Like, do you get signs in your dreams about anything, like, you know, synchronicities or messages, or what do you think?
I mean, I really haven't started paying enough attention to my dreams. I think they're there, and I don't necessarily recognize them. So, you know, I recently started keeping a dream journal because I've, you know, learned that over time that might help me see patterns or, you know, whatever. But the problem is when I have dreams that are interesting enough to write down, I'm too sleepy to write them down. I go right back to sleep. So,
I know.
But I do think it, I mean, I have enough really wacky dreams that, I know there's something in them. There's something there that I need to get to, and that's probably why I'm having these, you know, crazy dreams is because somebody's trying to tell me something. It might be multiple somethings, you know. But that's why I feel compelled to track them and try to write them down when I can, because I think it'll be really interesting. It'd be really cool if I could write them down all the time and then a year from now look back and go, wow, you know, that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Who knows?
Right. I mean, you know, I also don't write my dreams down like I should, because
yeah.
I did for about a period of a month or two, I wrote down my dreams, and I realized that a lot of them did foresee the future. Like just, you know, even it's weird. I mean, I won't go into everything that happened in the dreams and then what came out later, but I mean, it's just, I think dreams are so important, you know? So, but you know, Beth, can we talk a little bit about how you're kind of diving into, like Beth had a healing last night. Do you mind me saying that, Beth?
No, go for it.
Okay, so she had like a energy healing last night, and she apparently, this woman who she got the reading from, you know, told her about a friend of ours that is dying. She's been dying for a long time now, and but anyway, so can you talk a little bit about that, Beth? Like, what's your – so you're coming into this whole thing that's a whole lot of freaking this, that, and it's a whole labyrinth of discovery, doubting yourself right now about what you're getting. You're doubting that you even have, you know, whatever, guides or whatever. You know, and this is so, it's very common for people to doubt what they're getting, but can you kind of talk about that a little bit, please?
Yeah, oh, certainly, yeah. All right, so this whole journey of mine, I guess you can call it a journey, has basically started with our trying to reconcile the fact that our good friend is dying. She's going to leave. And she's not going to be here for us anymore and talk to us, and, you know, we're not going to be visiting, and none of that's going to be the same anymore. So it was kind of my way of dealing with that loss. And it's not like it was a sudden loss, because it hasn't even happened yet. It's just been ongoing for months and months and months. And my son's home on his loud motorcycle, so I'm going to have to scoot over to another room for a second so y'all will be able to still hear me. So, I mean, kind of, it started with that, and so I've been kind of looking into and trying to learn and make sense of things, I guess, is part of the process. And in throughout that process, I've discovered a lot of really interesting things that speak to me. And it's just kind of, like you said, a labyrinth. It's like a maze of information, and I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm drowning in it, and it's just because it's just so much. There's so much to learn, and I wouldn't say overwhelmed by it, but definitely obsessed, almost obsessed to a point with it. So that I mean, like, that's all I read about now. I don't read any other nonfiction at the moment. So it led me to this to this woman that I met to do this energy healing. And there was a two-hour one, by the way, Corrine. I wanted to tell you that part, too, in case that was a little bit better what we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
But anyway, I initiated that because I was thinking of it as a way to help me with my grief that is just ongoing. And it turned into something super fascinating. She was able to connect with our friend, and she relayed information back to me that I'd already heard from somebody else too. And so she confirmed that. She could. It was something that we've all also felt, us, you know, our group of friends, in that she's having a little bit of a hard time letting go because there's an unresolved issue that she hasn't dealt with, and she doesn't want it public. She didn't want to talk about it to a stranger. She doesn't want to talk about it with me, with Kareen, with anybody. And that's, you know, that makes perfect sense to me. And so there was that, and then I was able to kind of connect with her myself and just tell her, you know, what I'm feeling, what the rest of us are feeling, that we love her, that it's okay to go, it's okay for her, you know, whatever she decides is okay. Even if she's not ready now, that's perfectly fine. Nobody's pressuring her to do anything, you know, those kinds of things. Because of that, I also have also been trying to kind of learn to trust my intuition. So one of the things I decided to do to kind of see what's going on was to talk to another friend of ours, a mutual friend of the same group of us who passed away, gosh, what was it, like 4 years? I don't even remember how long ago it was, Kareen, but several years ago.
2 years. Yeah.
Oh, geez, it's only been 2. Okay, but anyway, he's on the other side now, and so I'm like, hey, and I know he's visited her too. I just happen to know that, and so I decided to talk to him and see if he could possibly give me a message of any kind that I could take to, you know, our little group of friends and say, hey, guess what? Dennis told me this, right? And
right.
And see, you know, and so that's where it came down to, like, oh, I don't know, am I crazy? Am I making this stuff up? But I heard things. I heard thoughts, I guess you could say. And it wasn't necessarily in his voice or my voice. It was just words that I heard. And I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, okay, well, how about you give me a sign? Let me know that was really you. And then later, I didn't see any signs or anything. Later, I heard some more from him that kind of was more in the way he would speak. And so I'm like, okay, I got it. But I'd still really appreciate a sign. Thank you very much. And still didn't get one
until
you're like right at the beginning of the show when you played that song. I don't know if you saw my message. But the who's going to drive you home?
Yeah.
That Dennis always drove us around everywhere.
He did.
You know?
He did, man.
and he was always there, always there for everybody.
Yeah. Totally.
So there was my sign, and I'm just going to choose to believe that it is. If it's not, then so what, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Beth, what you put that you heard, because he always calls me kid also.
I wasn't even sure about that. That's the funny thing is I was like, I don't recall him ever referring to me that way. But that's what it was. It was, hey, kid.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, always. He always called me kid, you know.
Isn't that something?
So that was right on. That was right on. You know.
Yeah,
but
I really appreciate when I get something like that because it really helps me to trust myself. And I'm just like struggling with learning to trust my intuition. And I know it'll come, but, you know, that's where we are right now. So that's okay.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. But I just want to encourage, you know, you and the listeners to – learn to trust your intuition. And I always, you know, I always used to say, I have no intuition at all. And I'm like, you know, Kareen, shut up. You know what I mean? Like, really? But but I mean, so it's easy to dismiss what we feel inside, you guys. It's easy to dismiss that. But a lot of, even if you feel like you're not feeling much, like say you walk into a house and you're like, oh, it's just, you know, my friend's new house or whatever. It's like the nuances, the slight nuances of the energy changing, you will recognize them if you tune yourself into that. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, the more we trust our intuition, the better it gets, I think, you know?
Yeah, I've read that too, the more you ask your spirit guides to talk to you, the more they'll talk, that kind of thing. So because you're more in tune, then you're going to, it makes sense. The more in tune you are, the more you're going to be in tune.
Right.
Just
and,
like the more the more sugar you eat, the more sugar you're going to want.
Right.
Which is also very true. I happen to have, I'm a living example of that.
I know what you mean, believe me. it's like, we're all, you know, and here's the other thing is that, I mean, you know, this doesn't even need to be said. We're all always learning. We're never going to stop learning, even when we leave this earth. We're still going to be learning. So there's, you know, my friend Amy, who, by the way, Amy Kavanaugh, she recently had a heart attack. So if you guys would say a prayer for her, she's okay right now. She's at home right now, but it's going to be a kind of a hard thing for her to, you know, let go of certain things in her life that she has to let go of and all that. So if you would say a prayer, that would be really great. So she said to me once that, you know, you can't make a mistake. And I love that because it's true. We can't make a mistake. Everything that we do in our lives, all the decisions we make, the wrong turns, the people we let in our lives that we shouldn't have, it's all meant to be. And it's for the greater good, I think, you know. So, I mean, that's just how I feel about it, you know. Always a lesson. Gabby says in the chat room, never a mistake, always a lesson. True.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Yeah, I hate making a mistake, but I'm learning to not, you know, be so upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. We got to give ourselves a break because, as I always say, being human is not easy. It's not easy.
No, exactly.
I mean, I heard from a few different sources that when we get to the other side, or whatever you want to call it, when we get there, people are like saying, wow, you did it. You know what I mean?
Right. Look what you did. You're awesome.
Yeah, because who would elect to go to Earth? Only if you really want to learn a lot of stuff would you, and our souls know better than we do. Our souls do want to learn a lot of stuff. Our souls want to go through different experiences, pain, sorrow, joy, everything. So our soul knows better than we do. And when I say intuition, I almost want to say I ask my soul, like I'm talking to my soul. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
What is the soul saying to me right now? And my soul is saying to me, shut the hell up and get to work.
I've heard that recently. Oh, man.
Anyway, but I hope you guys learned something about synchronicity. And I hope, like Nancy in the chat said, she's had so much synchronicity in her life, and I love that. That is delightful to me, you know. So look for those synchronicities. See how you feel when these series of things happen to you that lead you from one place to the next and land you in a, like, really kind of nice place. I mean, I would love to hear your stories about synchronicities. So when we start taking calls, I might ask you guys what synchronicities you've had in your life. Okay, so we're going to take a quick little break, and then me and Elizabeth are going to give readings. And we'll start with area code 914. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And thanks, you guys, for being here. Gabby, Jezzy, Karen, Nancy, Serenity Rose, and Teresa. I love you guys. Okay, so we'll be back in just about 4 minutes. Thank you.
But I have to see that as Jesus.
What a she
And that was Mark Mulcahy with Bill Jocko. I love that song. Okay, so we're back with Elizabeth Blue, and we're going to start taking calls to give readings. So who do we have first? We have 914-522. Hello.
Hi, Corinne. It's Katie. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I've just adored this conversation. Thank you. Thank you so much,
oh, yeah.
Both of you. Yeah, no, it was super powerful. I had my one friend was driving once, and she felt like she was a little down, a little depressed, and she was driving down a road, and she was saying, God, why am I here? You know, why is all this happening? And she saw a sign that she came across a road, and the sign said Learning Lane. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is so cool.
Right? Yeah. Had to share.
Yeah. Gee. Thank you for telling us that, Katie.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah.
So what's going on?
I'm wondering, I recently stopped talking to someone, a potential boyfriend. It just stopped working. So I was wondering if you see a new one coming in. Please.
Okay. Yes, I do. I do see another one coming in. This has to do with some kind of place where you go to as a, are you taking a class or something right now? Are you doing something like, I want to say it's like a class where you're learning something. Are you doing something like that right now?
No.
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely something that you go to do something at. It's like something creative. I don't know if you're going to find something like this soon or whenever, but I see this happening in September, Katie.
Nice.
It's like, don't take this for fact, but I hear the name Gregory. I don't know why. But I'm not sure. But anyways, I see that this is like, it's some common meeting place where people are getting together for some reason, and I think it's like something to do with creativity. And he thinks you're really cute. And yeah. Are you small?
I'm average height. I'm slim. I'm about 5'4".
Okay, that's, well, to me that's small because not that I'm 5'10" or anything. Okay. Yeah. That's what I feel. I definitely feel that. What do you think, Beth?
I get the name Jason for some reason.
Wow.
Just Jason, or maybe something related to Jason, definitely a J. And he has brown hair. I don't know whether he's somebody that you're going to meet in the same time frame or not, but that's basically just what's popping into my head at the moment, just maybe with green eyes too.
Oh, wow. He sounds cute.
Yeah, he does sound cute. So do you think, Beth, that it might be in September?
Could be, yeah. I mean, I don't see it very far in advance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not like years or anything. Definitely within some months.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that'd be interesting. We got to hear back from you, Katie, about this guy, you know?
Yes, we'll definitely let you know for sure. Oh, yay.
Yeah. Anything else we can help you with?
Do you see travel coming up for me? I have a few maybe work opportunities happening in different places.
So what,
one.
So what does, and you said travel, but what does France have to do with you? Anything?
I actually have a cousin there. That's funny that you mentioned that because, somebody, like, I don't know, for some reason our family stopped talking, but somebody recently found her on Facebook, and she lives in Paris.
Okay.
So I was,
Would you ever consider going to see her?
Yes, actually. I was thinking about that, and I always wanted to go to Paris, too. I haven't gone.
Okay. I think that would be a really, really great trip for you. Just overall, like for everything in your life, it would be a great trip, you know? So think about that. So travel, what other travel? Okay. So the work stuff, that's like not, what is it, to the West Coast or where is it?
There's one person in the West Coast that I'd like to link up with work-wise, like show him my projects and see if he wants to get involved somehow. He seems open.
Okay. I mean, I do see you jetting about, but I just think that trip to France is going to be like really good. But I mean, the other stuff, I think that if you could do that West Coast thing, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, you said there's another place too that you wanted to go, right? Or that you had the opportunity to go to.
Yes, there's another gentleman that I've worked with in the past. He's starting something up in Italy, actually. He doesn't have everything settled yet. It might take months, he said, but he says he is considering me for positions, like, within his company there.
Okay. That's so interesting. Wow. Seth, what are you feeling?
I was thinking San Diego, so I'm wondering if the West Coast person is in San Diego or near San Diego.
I'm not good with geography. Is it close to L.A.?
I'm not either.
That's my weakness is geography.
I'm sorry, but California is just California to me.
Okay. So it's L.A. Wow.
Cool.
I'd even move there if I had the chance. I've been there twice. I love it.
Is anybody anything in Maryland?
Oh, wow. Yes. That's where the ex-boyfriend was initially from. He moved, but that's where he's initially from. And a lady last year wanted me to do a project with her in Maryland.
Oh, wow.
So that went,
okay.
Yeah. Wow.
So how do you feel about that, Katie? Do you want to do that?
The project with the lady from last year?
Yeah.
For me, if I did it, it would be like my last resort type thing, because she seemed nice in the beginning. Then she was like sort of talking down to me.
That's never good.
Yeah. yeah, like, she wasn't, like, terrible, but I felt like it was a lot of, like, almost like she thought I was five, you know, like that kind of vibe.
Right. Jeez. Yeah, forget her.
Yeah.
Well, you got to let us know what happens. I like the whole Italy thing, too. I love that. And the whole thing about that, Katie, is that you could work the trip into France when you go to Italy.
Yes. See? Yes. Oh, wow. There's synchronicity again.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Cool.
Exactly. You got to let us know what happens. I can't wait to hear about it. I would love to go on that trip with you. I'd love to go to Italy and then to freaking France, you know?
You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. Yes. Yes.
Field trip.
Yeah. Aw, that's awesome. Yes, and we'll talk
about
you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Katie. It was nice to hear your voice.
Same here. Same here. Always a pleasure. And you ladies are doing a great job. And thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take it easy.
Thank you. Thank you. You both as well.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. She's so sweet. Okay, so next we have 727. Who do we have at 727? Hello? No one's there. 727? Must have fallen asleep. Okay. 917-263.
Yes, happy Saturday.
Hi, happy Saturday to you. Can you talk a little bit closer to the phone? I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yes. Is this better?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having your show today.
Oh, sure.
I would like to ask a question about my relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, just whatever spirit has for us. Thank you.
Okay, so you would like to know what about your boyfriend? I mean, what about the relationship?
Just anything that spirit wants me to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, Beth, what are you feeling about this relationship?
I'm feeling a little bit confused, like a little muddled. Like maybe it's not the best relationship at the moment. Are there problems?
No, we just started.
We're in your space.
I think, you know, so you just started to have a relationship with this gentleman, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say to you that he is very serious. Like things are going to shift very quickly with him. And I mean, like, he could be like, you know, all like cool one day and then the next day he's like, we should get married. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing.
That's exactly how he is. Yes, he is that way.
Okay. So now I'm going to urge you not to accept the marriage proposal until you really know him. I think he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's not a good guy, but you need to get to know him a little bit more. You know what I mean?
But we've been knowing each other for years, but we just started dating.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, just, you know, you just started dating. Just give it time and see. But his intentions are good. I feel like his intentions are good. He really freaking likes you. He really freaking digs you, you know. So that's cool. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it's going good so far, you know. You guys have a couple things planned, like a little weekend trip or something. Make it like a little weekend trip getaway or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think if I was going to say what does Spirit want to tell you, it would be that I don't know who this woman is, but she knows you from when you were a little girl. I see you at like about 10 years old and she's with you and she's like telling you that you have to believe in yourself and you have to be strong. She's like trying to teach you this stuff when you're a little girl. Who is that?
Maybe my mom or my grandmom.
Okay, because they put strength in you. Like, you have your strength from them. Whoever this
is,
it's like,
my
okay.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mommy.
And she says, no one's going to pull the wool over your eyes. yeah.
She was a Sagittarius. She definitely said that.
yeah. yeah. So I think you have you know things yourself. Like, you know that, you know when someone's not good, you know when things start to turn bad, you know this. So you're like on a really good foundation for yourself. You've built something really great within yourself that shows you when people are good or bad. But I think you know this guy is going to be, he's going to be great. You know, I don't think, he's not like perfect or anything, but none of us are, but I think it's going to go well, you know?
Thank you. Yes, it is good, but he had an ex. So I just wanted to see if Spirit had anything with an ex. He had an ex that he was with for a long time. So I just didn't know,
yeah.
You know, if she would try anything or if Spirit was going to say anything about her.
Yeah. I don't think that she's going to be a problem at all.
Okay.
He's really vacated that, though. He's vacated her completely. He's not.
That's true.
Know, yeah. So, I mean, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything to worry about with her.
No, they just have children. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think she's going to be cool about it. I don't see any problems coming from her, really, you know?
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. But let us know what happens, would you?
Thank you. How do we reach you all outside of this for readings?
Well, you can go to my website. It's KareenDeWinter.com. It's CorreenDe. Winter.com. And
thank you.
I'm very, very affordable. So, just so you know.
Thank you all. Thank you for the psychic party.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye.
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 Okay. Okay. So I'm going to let you take this one back first.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was way off on that one.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'll talk to you about that later. 541 area code.
Hi, Corinne.
Huh?
It's Nancy from Oregon. Yeah.
Hey, Nancy. How are you?
I am doing great. I really am. And it's so good to connect with you again. I love you so dearly.
Oh, thank you. Geez, thank you. How are you doing, Nancy?
I went through some great changes. My husband passed away about a year, a little bit over a year ago, and I moved to Oregon, went through so many changes and everything like that, and I'm, you know, went through all the financial and, you know, and all that material stuff you have to go through. And now my whole question is, how can I make a difference now? Because I'm almost 70, and I'm a late bloomer. I'll admit that and everything like that. But how can I make a difference now where it's not ego, but it's helping in my little way, humanity? That's all I'm asking.
Right. Well, you know what? That you're asking that question really says a lot, Nancy. It says a lot to me. Because some people don't care about anyone else, you know, and you're sitting there saying, how can I make a difference in the lives of others, which is freaking awesome. Beth, I'm going to hearken to you, Beth. What are you picking up?
All right, first of all, it's never too late. It's never too late. You can start anything. Anything that you want to start, you can start at any age or any stage of your life. So there's that, first of all. I kind of identify with that a little bit because I'm 53, but I feel like doing things that I should have done when I was 25, you know what I mean? And so, so I think that I wonder if, like working with the elderly is something that appeals to you. That's something that comes to mind, is like maybe something like volunteering in a nursing home or, you know, a facility like that where I'm not saying you're old because 70 is certainly not old, but somebody who's 90 may very well benefit from your experience more so than from somebody who's, say, 30 or 40. You know what I mean? I hope that doesn't sound dumb.
I understand.
That's kind of what I'm seeing, is that somebody could benefit from that just because you have that life experience and you have, you know, your husband has passed away, you're trying to start something anew. Another thing might be animals.
Oh, I love animals. Oh, my gosh, I love animals.
I knew it. So, Nancy, I was going to say, where are the animal shelters near you?
Yes.
Because, those little kitties and doggies would love somebody to walk them.
Yeah, there's a lot of, listen, there's got to be animal shelters near you. Reach out to them and say, what can I do for you? They always need volunteers, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of places I find that, you don't necessarily need to be able to foster foster animals in your home, but they need people, volunteers, to come in and walk the dogs, do some of the dirty work, feed the cats. I think a lot of them have issues on weekends when nobody's really around and they still need somebody to come in and feed, walk, water, and that kind of thing. And especially with animals that need a little bit of TLC, people who can give them some love.
No, it's really funny. My daughter just visited me this weekend, and they have a dog, and I said, I just want the dog, to come here. I just love to be around dogs and cats and I have a squirrel that tried to break into my house a couple of days ago, that, you know, this was so funny. And I went out there, and the squirrel was just sitting on the chair and everything, and I just talked to the squirrel and say, what the hell do you want? You know? Yeah, it's just like I love the animals so much. You know, I just feel such a connection with them, and I just love the higher vibrations of connecting with all these sources. So, thanks.
There's what about the possibility of are there any wildlife centers nearby? Since you mentioned the squirrel. Like wildlife centers that could use volunteers for helping with anybody that they're, you know, animals that are rehabbing, anything like that?
Oh, I would love to get involved with that. My daughter even mentioned, she said, Mom, maybe we should get together with a wildlife habitat or something.
There you go.
She said that, you know, when she came around, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the birds. I always have birds around me. I always have wildlife around me, and I just feel part of nature. I just feel so blessed with nature.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really, really wonderful. They're lucky to have you.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
I'm lucky to have them.
Yeah. So, Nancy, the animals are busting down your doors to get to you, so the animals must love you, too.
I have no idea. I thought somebody was trying to break into my home, and then, you know, I opened the curtain and everything like that. There's a squirrel sitting on my chair and just looking at me, and I'm thinking, like, what the heck? And so I opened the door and everything. It didn't move or anything, and I sat down on the chair in my patio and everything, and I started talking to it like it talked back. Yeah, right. You know, but, you know, that's the way I see animals. You know, I've always been around the animals. I was raised around the woods, and I have a reverence for God and animals, and that's the way I am.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Nancy, can I ask, are you like an artist of some kind? Do you paint or do anything art-wise?
I wish I could. I admire artists so much and everything. When I paint and everything, it's basically colors, and I love colors, and I love putting colors together and everything like that, but I am not the artist that you are, but I'm a poet. I love poetry. I love poetry.
Okay. Well, I mean, so even if you think you're not an artist, isn't it fun to play with the different colors?
Oh, I love it. Yes, I do. I mean, right. Home decorating. I just love colors. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Okay.
Yes.
I would love to see you doing some... You know, and like, what is art really? Art is like subjective.
Mm-hmm.
It's like who tells what is good art and what is not good art. I would love to see you doing some more creative, you know, like painting or writing,
mm-hmm.
or something, because that's so important. You know,
mm-hmm.
I feel, Nancy, that there's a lot in your heart that hasn't been brought out, I guess, or
mm-hmm.
talked about, and I would just love to see you writing in a journal and, you know what I mean, and just, like, putting stuff out, like, you don't have to show anyone, but just, like, getting it out and, you know, understanding all the things that have happened in your life, all the things that, you know, maybe you wish
mm-hmm.
you could have prevented or not, but I mean, but I mean, you know, so does the name Larry mean anything to you?
Yeah, that's my father. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
I never met
you.
Him. That's my father.
Okay. That was actually from someone who's in our chat room right now. She said, I'm feeling the name Larry.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty good. Pretty good, Dad.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Geez. So, I mean, I'm going to have her on my show, too.
There's some very, 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 you know, inspirational people out there. Yes.
Yes, there is. But, I mean, I just love that you asked that question, because we should all ask ourselves that question, you know. Mm-hmm. And that you're asking the question, things are going to come to you. Look for the animal shelters. Look at what you could do there. And then when you get to know these people, there'll be other things. I feel like it's going to be a series of things that come up for you that show you where you're needed and how you can change things.
Yes. I think it's going to be a process. I really do. Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact is that you're still grieving, Nancy. You know, you just lost your husband a year ago. That's like such a short time. It's like, just understand that, you know, you're trying to get your balance back probably, and I understand that. Don't worry if you're not doing things that you think you should be doing. Just relax and, you know, let it flow, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that really means a lot. Yeah.
Good. Well, you know, keep in touch and let us know how everything goes, please.
Oh, I will. I will. I love you all. I am very, very connected to your chat and everything, you know, for years and years. So, yeah. And Tesla, yay. I love Nikola Tesla, and I believe in his scientific, you know, wonders. So.
Oh, my God, I know. So, Nancy, send me your address, and I'll send you a free purple plate, because it's all based on Nikola Tesla.
Oh, I love it. I've had many purple plates from you, so... Just send it to somebody else that needs it. You know, I've had many. I used it for my dog that was suffering for a long time, and I really believe it extended his life. I really do. I put it in his dog bed and everything like that, because all the doctors were saying, you know, that his life expectancy was so far, and he lived longer. So I really believe that.
Oh, good. Good. I didn't realize. I guess I've given them away a lot. I didn't realize I gave you one.
I won a contest, and I've also bought your plate. So, you know, I'm way back in the Chris days, hon. You know.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. I do remember that. And you know what? I appreciate you so much, Nancy. You have no idea. I really appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much.
Okay, so keep in touch, and I want you to think about playing with those colors, painting some stuff, even if you think it's not good, and also writing down things that you're feeling. Things about the past, about the future, all of it, you know?
I will, yes.
Oh.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay. Good. All right. Love to you, Nancy. And we'll talk, hopefully we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Okay, good job, Beth.
Thanks.
Also, Serenity Rose coming up with Larry there. Serenity, man, you're doing a good job yourself. Okay, let's see. So 727 didn't answer. Now we have 5202.
Oh, my God, Kareen, it's Lisa from Arizona. Oh, my Lord, thank you. What a bonus. Thank you.
How are you doing?
Well, you know what? Tomorrow, I just found out today, I found these two different places I'm going to go look at tomorrow it's a 5-hour drive from where I live, and supposedly the house that I own is going to be finalized, sold at the end of August. I think that's how this is going to go down. The buyers put an offer in and I accepted it, but a lot of inspections have to be done and stuff like that. So if it goes through, I won't have a place to live. I kind of sort of do, but I'm trying to figure stuff out. Anyway, I got on the internet and I've been checking in this area for a while, for a few years. I just didn't know if I could find a place. It's 5 hours away. It's close to my grandson. Tomorrow I'm going to go look at two different places. And one is really, really affordable. I don't know what condition. I was very impressed by the people that I talked to. It's for sale by owner. And two different owners. One is much more out of my budget, but I thought I'd go ahead and look at it anyway. Do you see that as a go when I go up there?
So when you go, the house that you're talking about that is out of your budget, is that the one you're going to go look at? Okay.
I'm going to look at both of them. One is I could make it work, the one that's a little bit out of my budget. I could make it work, and I won't be starving if I, try to make that work. I won't be more than what I wanted to pay for a place. And I just wanted a place to hang my hat because I put me closer to my grandson, and then I can travel down here to where I'm living now and wrap up loose ends. But anyway, so there are two different places up there I'm looking at tomorrow. One is really, really affordable for me. And I talked to the woman who owns it. And then the second place that's a little bit out of my budget, I talked to that woman, a separate owner, and I was impressed with how the conversation went with the two different places.
Okay. I feel like you do have a chance with the one that you think is out of your realm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. The one that's really affordable, I mean, I could write a check tomorrow for. I'm not going to because I'm going to have someone inspect it and things like that. But I mean, it's so affordable. I mean, dirt cheap. But the woman that lives there is wanting. She says she wants to move to Florida, and she's missing her friends. And I asked her questions about the place. So I don't know. You don't think the one that's affordable is?
No, I mean, I think that one would be perfectly fine. So let me ask you something about that property. Beth, what are you getting, first of all? Because I don't want to leave Beth out of this. Beth, what are you getting about these properties?
I'm thinking the affordable one sounds like the best option, but the other that you can make work feels like it's more comfortable, for lack of a better word.
Okay. Yeah, it has more room. It's two bedrooms. The first one that's affordable, these are mobile homes, by the way, and they're up in a very expensive area. And so I was surprised to find them. I just started searching, putting in the search engine a different way of searching. And I put for sale by owner and came up with these two different places. And one is in a – I like the sound of where they're situated. You know, it's my cup of tea. You know, they're quiet. It's, you know, a lot of trees around it, that kind of thing. And one of them is a retired school teacher, the first one, the affordable one. The other one – and everybody's older. You know, they're all living in retirement communities, and these are retirement communities. And the other one is an older woman, too, and she and her sister bought this one as an investment, and they fixed it up and She's selling it.
Yeah. So where? What would be your preference, Lisa? Which one would you like to live in?
I have to look at them. Pocket-wise, I can write a check tomorrow for the first affordable one. I really have to look at it. My grandson is a consideration, though. The affordable one is a one-bedroom. So when he comes to visit, you know, it's just one-bedroom. The second one, I haven't seen them. You know, I've seen photos, but they're not I really have to see them with my eyeball. And these aren't places I'm going to hang on to. You know, I'll probably end up selling them myself. It's just a way for me to kind of figure stuff out. You know, a place to hang my hat, you know, for me to get one of them if I do buy it. And then I still have to come back down here, you know, and tie up loose ends. So I'll be on the road coming down here. I just wanted a place, you know, and I thought, oh, you know, it's, you know, kind of like foresty, you know, sounds kind of nice, you know, the location. And I'm a little familiar with the location, a tiny bit familiar.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you're just going to, you know, stay there for a little while, I think either of them would be fine. But, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that second one that is a little bit more expensive is going to be better for you, you know?
Okay.
I kind of feel the same way because what I keep thinking is that, like, even though it might be short term, the comfort level, it leads to less stress, kind of. If you're trying to figure out where your grandson might stay with you, it might be a little bit more intrusive. You might not be as comfortable, and you'll be freer with the additional space, and that, you know, that lack of stress will allow you to focus your attention on what you really need to focus your attention on.
Yeah, that's true. Because I really don't know what the heck I'm doing.
And see, that would free you up to figure it out.
Do you know, Lisa, do you know if there's tiger lilies or day lilies growing outside of either of these places?
There could be. I haven't been up there yet. I'm going tomorrow, so I'll look for them.
Okay. If there is tiger lilies or day lilies or whatever, I'm saying orange lilies. But, I mean, if there is orange lilies outside of one of the places, the one that has the orange lilies is the one that you should move to.
I like it.
I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I'm seeing it. I'm not sure, you know, but I don't know. I just think, you know. Yeah.
And, you know, and who knows, I may stay thumbs down on both of them. You know, it's one thing. Drive up there and actually see it.
Right.
You know, we spent a lot of time on the phone. The first one that was very affordable, we spent over an hour talking. You know, this person is a talker. And then the second one, she's very friendly, very down home, very organic. But, you know, when you're wanting to sell a place, of course, you're going to put your all into the conversation. So anyway, yeah, I have to lay my eyeballs on it and you know, go with my gut too. You're right, and look for those lilies. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, please let us know what happens. I mean, I'm excited that you're moving, that you can, you know, really move right now. But, I mean, I know it's difficult to find the correct place to move to, you know.
Well, it's like you've said, Corrine, in the past, you know, no matter what the decision is, it's just not a wrong decision. It's just convincing myself of that. You know, I've got a mentor I talk to, and she says, don't look at this, because I tell her it's like a wind tunnel of chaos. And no, look at it like a new adventure. Okay, all right, yeah. I'm on the clock in the bath.
I hear you.
But, yeah, okay, I'll just keep meditating, praying on it.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, I definitely know one thing, Lisa, is that you're going to find a good place no matter what. I think that there's going to be other options to open up for you, and you're going to find a good place no matter what. That's how I feel, you know?
Yeah. You know, going tomorrow, taking that five-hour drive one way is a jettison. It's helping to push me out of my bubble, get me started. I have to start. I found another place that might be a place to hang my hat for 12 days. You know, I called a place, and they're real special. They're very special. They're a spiritual place, and I could stay there for 12 days. She said maybe 24 days. She's going to look at the calendar, but she said we'll make it work either way. You know, I could stay there and kind of, you know, get centered while I'm trying to think what direction.
Right. Well, hey, that's a good offer too, you know. That was really nice, you know.
You're right. You know, there are good things that are opening up. And like you said, you know, whatever, the opportunities are here. Definitely, it's just letting the fingers do the dialing.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I think that no matter where, I don't know, you seem to have, I will say this, Lisa, you seem to have some good luck with you. And I don't know if it's luck or if it's the way you are. It's like you just seem to be able to flow nicely in the universe. I don't know what it is, but you have that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the idea of moving somewhere where I'm going tomorrow to go look at those two places has more community social opportunities. You know, out here where I live, there's not that going on. And it's okay. You know, you make your own happiness. I know that. With this corona, though, I get a little key about spending time in group arenas. You know, I don't like hanging out with people too much. So, anyway, thank you for, I don't want to hold up the whole show here. I know you probably have other people on the line. Thank you for taking my call. So supportive.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, take it easy. Let me know what happens, okay?
Oh, God, I will. Probably call you for a reading. Oh, God. Thank you, guys. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Take it easy.
You're very welcome.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
She's cool, you know. She seems to roll with things, Beth.
Sounds like it to me. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just, like, I love that, you know. I love when people just, like, you know, oh, this is happening, so I'm going to go through it and whatever. Whatever happens on the other side. I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
I
do, too. I try to do that myself. It's not easy. But, you know, when you can do that, it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, it does. Instead of pushing against the grain, right?
Right.
I mean, Jesus, I've pushed against the grain my whole life, and I'm still, like, not, you know, whatever, you know.
I think I'm finally learning not to. Just shut up. Stop doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not that rigid anymore where, like, I really just think that, well, just because I want it to happen this way doesn't mean it's going to happen this way. And if it doesn't happen this way, then, okay, I'm all right with that because it means that it happened the other way for whatever reason. And I'm learning that. It's very comfortable to, you know, it makes me feel a lot better.
Right, right. It's just not easy navigating life. Okay, so the next caller we have is 386209. Hello.
Hi, ladies. I'm enjoying your show. My name's Cindy. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Sure, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Really enjoying your show. I appreciate you, ladies.
Thank you.
I have a question. If you could give me any insight that you pick up on a relationship question with someone that I've been seeing for the last 6 months. We just had a recent breakup, and it was like out of the clear blue. We've been really moving forward and getting along wonderful. And he was real moody, and it just really went out of hand. I don't even know what it was about, to be honest. But I was wondering if you see if I'm going to hear from him again, or any, if so, do you see a time frame? He's in the angry, sulking mode right now because I got in my car and went home when he was yelling.
Right. That was good. Cindy, this
so he
this
declared it done and over.
Yeah, it's not over. This is not the end of things right now with him.
Okay.
So the way I'm seeing it is that you guys are really understand, like, you know, these are kind of breakthroughs. These arguments are breakthroughs. So have you been with him for like maybe 9 months or something?
6 months.
6 months, okay. So I feel like you guys are getting to know each other, but I feel like it's going to continue where you're going to get into arguments. This is going to happen. I mean, everyone does. If you don't get into an argument, then you're not really learning who we one another are. I feel like this is going to continue, this relationship. And, does he not know how to communicate good, Cindy?
He does not. That is definitely the problem. Yeah, and if I question anything or try and talk about anything or say, can we talk about this? And he goes instantly off in a dozen different directions that have nothing to do with what we're talking about and just for an excuse to get mad to evade it.
Right.
The simple nothing conversation. Yeah.
Right. So I feel like that has something to do with his past. Like he's on the defense kind of. Like, I don't know what it is. Let's get Beth's take on this. Beth, what do you think about this?
I was going to say he had it. It sounds like an outburst based on him feeling 100% uncomfortable. And so maybe he'd been saving that up or something. He's got to learn, though, and I think he's willing to learn how to communicate, not just in general, but with you in particular. And it sounds to me like, he just doesn't know how, and you can teach him. And just, I think patience with him is going to be the ultimate thing that you could do. Not push him, not freak him out, you know, because you know how men are.
That's just it. I don't push him about anything. I just like go along with whatever he wants to do, whatever. But he literally.
No, and that's not necessarily good for you either, because you have to also have your needs met and your desires part of the plan.
But if he's
trying to learn something, the fact that he was yelling at you and you left, that sounds like he just couldn't take it. He just, and not, you know, he, not that he, was
and then
that
three days later,
couldn't handle it.
Yeah, 3 days later, he called.
Ah, there you go, yeah.
And then he was very angry. Oh, you're willing to throw everything we have away.
So he's projecting it onto you.
He absolutely, the next hour, he spent yelling at me, you know, this is all your fault. I'm glad we had this conversation. Now I know how you really are. And you never
isn't that something?
Anything you ever said to me. And it just went on and on and on until it was unrecognizable.
Yeah. Hopefully he got that out of his system.
Oh, no, we're completely finished. I'm never speaking to you again. I have nothing to say to you. We're finished. I'm bringing all your stuff back. Like, I had some stuff I had loaned them, you know.
Yeah.
He lives in his house with his elderly parents. And right after I met him, his mom fell and broke her hip. She's 91.
Oh, no.
And I helped
her. So he has that stress, too.
Well, I've been taking care of her. Like, she wouldn't even be walking.
Oh, my goodness.
Laser therapy. She went into rehab. She got hurt in rehab. They were mistreating her nursing home. Had to get her out of there.
Oh, what a mess.
It's just escalated. So I've been over there 7 days a week helping take care of her, taking her to the doctor's appointments, her and his dad, you know, driving them all over the state. Just dedicated 7 days a week to helping him with them. And he has a ranch, so helping him with his cows and sick cows and orphans and foreign calves and, you know.
That's so much.
Just 7 days a week.
Wow.
And kind of this all blew up last Saturday because I think it kind of started Friday night because I said, hey, can we get away for a day and spend some time together? Let's go walk on the beach, go do something. Well, we don't have somebody standing over our shoulder, and we can have some time. Some privacy, just have a conversation, because, like, in his house, his parents are like, oh, what are they saying? Turn the TV off. We can't hear them. What are they talking about? What are they doing?
Uh-oh.
Zero. Yeah, really. Really. Zero privacy. So, but he's whatever his dad tells him to do, or dad grills him every day. Oh, what are you doing? What happened at the ranch? Where are you going? When are you going to be back? You know, constant grilling, like he's in high school. And he's,
wow.
You know, 64 years old, and his daddy's almost 90.
How do you feel about, you know, like a long-term relationship with this guy?
Well, he was just moving forward in that direction. Like, had a ring, had me try it on, didn't have the main stone for it yet, and it's setting, and we're supposed to be, you know, moving forward with that. And then, like, can we, they were standing on top of us, we couldn't talk. And I was like, can we just go get away for a day and spend some time together? I mean, I've spent 6 months, you know, we haven't really taken off that one single day. And, well, we spend every day together. Yeah, working or doing your chores or taking care of your parents or running an appointment. But, I mean, the day for me and you, we kind of, you know, started to get an attitude about it and he got nice about it. But then the next day, I think he mulled over it overnight. Saturday, when I went back over Saturday, then he kind of used some stupid excuse to blow up about it and talk to me. So it just went downhill from there. So I haven't spoke to him since, you know, he finally called me 3 days later, but he was mad because I had left there and hadn't come back.
Yeah. Wow. That conversation was ending it. my gut right now is telling me to tell you to be careful proceeding. But listen to, you know, what you feel and protect how you protect your own feelings, protect your own life, your own goals and things like that. Not necessarily that it's a lost cause or anything, but I'm definitely feeling there are some potential red flags and that you need to proceed with caution.
Yeah, I'm definitely definitely got my eyes wide open now.
Yeah.
But what I was wondering is if you see, like, do you see a time frame when I'll hear from him again? And, like, where is his head at right now? We haven't talked all week.
I kind of feel like he's mulling it over and trying to figure out what to... He's trying to figure out whether or not he's angry or whether he's remorseful. Like, and he doesn't want to be remorseful. He wants to be angry because that feels like that makes him feel less guilty.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I was wondering if he had gotten past that stage yet, but that was the stage he was in when he called.
Cindy, put it this way, Cindy, you're in control of this relationship, whether you think
yes.
you are or not. You are in control
yeah.
of it, okay? He will come back, I see, shortly. Shortly you're going to hear from him. And, but like Beth said, you have to think, do I really want this relationship? This is a whole lot of responsibility. You know what I mean? You have to think about that, too. I think if you decided, and I know you don't want to decide this right now, that you wanted to leave him or let him go, I know you're not going to do that right now. But, I mean, if you did, you would be fine. But it's really up to you to say, but you know, to say, yeah, okay, I'll deal with this. I want to deal with this. I love the guy. But really, you are in control of this relationship. So don't worry if he takes a few extra days to get back to you. He's going to get back to you. Trust me, you know?
Yeah, I see that for sure.
Well, after all the nasty, hateful things he said to me, because he was trying to make it and it wasn't true, you know, how's he going to come back from that? I mean, is he even capable of an apology? Or is he just going to come back and still try and project it on the, you know, like I created the problem?
Hmm.
Or will he reach a point where he can apologize? And...
Yeah. He can, I think he's going to try to apologize, but he's going to put a but in there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But this is why I reacted, but this is, you know, it's really up
to
you,
trying
to
justify
Cindy.
It.
Yeah, yeah. But Cindy, it's really up to you to see if you really want to deal with somebody like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I know he's going to be back, though. I know that. But I don't know how he's going to come back. I don't know what he's going to say. But he's got a lot to learn about, I guess, what he doesn't know, that he thinks he knows, but he doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. So do you see him getting his own place? Or do you see this being long-term, living with his parents? Do you see anything in that arena changing anytime soon?
I don't see him getting his own place, and I don't see him leaving his parents.
Yeah, I don't either. Not anytime soon anyway.
Okay.
I mean, geez, they're in their 90s. He might as well stay, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it won't be much longer, will it?
I know
that's terrible, but they're not going to live to be 150, right?
Well, I think he's trying to secure his inheritance.
Ah.
But it's the controlling part that's the problem, you know?
Yeah, that's an issue.
And that... we're not allowed to have any privacy, but he has, like, made no effort for us to go have time other than we go to his ranch to work or go run errands to his vet to take care of stuff that work that needs to be done. But as far as just for us to go take off and spend time together for us, never crossed his mind. And then he got mad and said, you know, he got mad. I got my car and left and walked out on him and his parents, and they loved me, and I upset, you know, and I didn't come back. Now they're upset.
And
so,
and that makes you a horrible person and all this other stuff, yeah.
I'm like, look, I have been doing nothing but taking care of you and your parents and helping with them for 6 months. I asked you for one day, and that's what you're blowing up about, one day to spend with me so we can have some privacy. Or we can just freely talk or whatever, you know, whatever we want to do. Watch a movie, do anything.
Yeah. But, I think you'll be able to see it pretty quickly. He's either going to be better or he's not. You know?
And he came by the next day and brought my generator back and a few other things. I had loaned his son my generator, and his son followed him over in his truck to help him unload it. And his son was looking at me like he couldn't even believe what was happening, because we really were very close. And, you know, we're getting along very well when it all just blew apart out of nowhere. And his adult son.
Right. Let me just make an announcement. So the live show is ending in 2 minutes. So if you guys want to hear the rest of the show, or if you want to call in, you have to call into 818-369-0327 to hear the rest of the show, or to call in to get a reading. So just to let you guys know, so it's going to end in 2 minutes. So you have like 2 minutes to call in, or but thank you guys for being here. I so much appreciate it. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
That's okay. Thank you so much. So when you said you'd be hearing from him soon, do you think like in the next week, in the next month, 2 weeks? What's a close idea?
I say within a week.
Yep. Okay. I agree with that.
Because it's already been a week since I saw him. Well, let me back up. Let's see. Saturday, when I left. Tuesday evening is when he called and was angry because I had left Saturday and hadn't come back. And then Wednesday is when he showed up with his son and dropped my generator and everything off in the backyard. And when he did that, when his son looked at me like with this sympathy in his eyes, his son was upset. His son was like, I can't believe this is happening. But he didn't say anything. And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and when his dad was looking the other way. And because we get along very well. We get along with the whole family. And so when his son went back to his truck, the only thing I said to my guys, I said, would you like to talk? With no arguing, no yelling, no fighting, would you just like to talk? And he just started, set him off, trying to prove he's macho and he's dumping me and he's getting rid of me. I'm not talking to you. I'm never talking to you again. I'm done with you. And he stomps back to his truck and he gets in and he leaves.
Wow.
I just shrugged my shoulders and walked back in my house. And he's trying to prove he's still mad. You know, like he's
good
in charge.
Good for you.
so he knows he will not hear from me. If there's contact, he's going to have to make it because he will not hear from me. We've had that conversation before.
Good. I mean, you got to stand strong with this, Cindy, because I feel like I said, you have all the power here. He's like, he needs you. He wants you. He needs you. You know what I mean? So,
that's kind of the way I saw it. Is, you know, I've been doing everything for them. He's done nothing for me.
He knows it deep down. He knows it all.
Mm-hmm. And it's really true. I mean, you see.
Yeah.
So can you pick up, like, what story is he giving his parents? Is he busy trashing me and putting me down to everybody, telling everybody it's all my fault and making up crap about me so he looks innocent?
I don't think
probably.
Yeah,
I think he
well,
is.
You do?
I think he's trying to make himself look good to his parents, no matter what.
I don't know. I think he's just saying, like, glossing it over, saying she's just going through something right now. And I mean, I don't think he's trashing you. I don't get that impression. But maybe, I mean, like Beth said, maybe he is.
I think it really is more like he's not trashing himself. So he may not be trashing you, but he's definitely not taking the blame for anything, and he's not, you know, he's not admitting that he's wrong.
Right, he never does. You know, it's one thing if he has a bad day or he's moody and he blows up and then he comes back and says, I'm sorry, there was no reason for that, you know. But he never takes responsibility.
His parents have taught him this, unfortunately.
Yes, they have.
He's a product of his upbringing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. Very much. Very true. Well, do you think that there's potential there that he would, you know, that it could work out long term as far as repair the damage and continue moving forward? And do you think that he's the kind of person that could change, learn to communicate, learn to handle, you know, stuff better where he didn't blow up? And does he want to change and learn to communicate better where we don't continue having problems? Or does he just think, who cares, whatever, I'm a teacher less than I'm in charge. I'm the boss. Or do you think he really wants it to work? Am I convenient, you know, or does he want it to work and actually care about the relationship? Mm.
I think he wants to see. I think he wants to see what will happen. I think he wants to be, I think he is aware that his behavior is not appropriate, and he would like to figure out how to behave better, but he's not entirely sure that he can. And so that's, I think, where patience on your part comes in. If you wanted to continue, you know what I mean? But I think I don't think he's a lost cause at all.
Well, that's what I was asking. If I see there's an effort and he wants to change and learn how to communicate better and not react the way he's used to, I have patience.
Exactly. If you don't behave the way his mother behaved when he was five, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. I'm totally opposite. But he has resentment issues with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while he'll start making the women bashing comments to friends.
Yeah.
Or to this, and then I'll just look at him, and he'll catch himself and say, I'm sorry, you gotta quit doing that. You're not like that.
So it sounds like he really cares about you, and so he's certainly capable of making the effort to do differently, to be, you know, behave differently. But he's still like, he's struggling with that under his parents' thumb kind of thing versus I want to break mm-hmm. free and be this kind of person. And so he's maybe not sure how to do that.
That is really a problem because he's like totally under their thumb and control. And it's not just about he says they talked him into coming and his dad talked him into coming living with him to help him take care of his mom. But his dad's health is actually worse because he's had a previous heart attack and he's real weak with some heart damage. But his mom, other than she broke that hip, well, now she's back up walking again.
Thanks to you.
Still with a walker, yeah. Really, I worked 7 days a week with the laser to get it healed, but her surgeons didn't think it was going to heal. They continued warning her that she may never walk again, you know, do what she used to do. Because she's 91, you know, she just doesn't heal. And she's had multiple joint replacements and all kinds of.
So she's a robot now.
Yeah. But she, yeah, she's got a lot. She's got a lot of hardware.
Yeah. Oh boy.
But
yeah, but she's still here. So that's something.
She's getting around with the walker, but he's not. You know, he was not a mama's boy. He don't really like his mother. He resents his mother because of how she treated him growing up. So he kind of has an attitude with women in general because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
And kind of changing it with me, but.
Well, I mean, I think
totally
it says a whole lot that you recognize that, you know, and you obviously care about him a lot. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be asking us right now, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely potential, and it's potentially precarious, but it's also possible, right? It's also possible that you can, this will all come out on the right side of things.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a big, like Beth is saying, there's a big chasm of possibilities here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he could change. He could be fine. He could, you know, who knows at this point. But I do feel like you are in control of this, and you will be in control. Whatever you want, you can have from him, I feel, you know?
Yep.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you see that his dad is intentionally, like, crying and constantly interrupting him and standing over as we go in his office to work on the computer or watch a movie on the computer because they're standing near the top. They're turning on their TV off in the living room. And you can hear them in their whispering, what are they saying? What are they doing? Go check. And then they come walking by the doorway and they come, you know, trying to, and they start talking and it's just trying to interrupt, you know, trying to be nosy. We have no privacy to have conversation with him. And do you see that's on purpose? His dad's made a couple of jealous comments like, why'd you show her what you got in the mail first before you show me? You're supposed to be telling me everything. How come the box came in the mail and she walked in and you told her it came where it was and showed it to her first? I mean, like childish jealousy stuff from his dad.
Wow.
It might be the age thing, but, you know, it's still part of the control thing, I think. So I don't know how much of this is intentional, if his dad saw him moving forward with me in the relationship to take steps forward and wanted to cause a problem on purpose to back him off.
I don't think that they're trying to cause a problem. Personally, I don't think they're trying to cause a problem. They're just nosy, you know? But like I said, Cindy, the overall thing is that you are in control of this. It doesn't matter what his parents do or say. You're in control of this relationship. And like Beth said earlier, they're not going to be around forever. You know what I mean? And that part of it is going to be gone. And, I mean, yeah, they could live to 105. They could.
But we're no spring chickens. I don't want to wait, you know, have to be waiting on someone else to die to be moving forward with my life. I'm sitting on standby until now.
Right, but Cindy, I don't think you have anything to worry about here. I really don't. He's got every intention of being with you. He's got every intention. He might take his time and be, like, weird about it or whatever, but he knows that he's going to be with you. So I need you to put that in your heart and be patient and just understand that is going to happen, okay? I really do think that.
Okay. Well, it's been very helpful.
Yeah, I need you to, like, own that. Own that and take that into your heart, because that is the truth. I'm telling you right now. Don't worry about it. Don't worry if it takes a few more days than you thought it would. He's going to be back, and it's going to be fine. You know, you guys are just learning who one another are. You're going through things. That's normal. It's fine. He'll be back, you know?
Okay.
Let
I'll
us
take
know
your
what
word
happens.
For it.
Yeah. Let us know what happens.
I will.
Are
you on every week?
I try to be on every Saturday, but sometimes I don't get to it on a Saturday, but usually on Saturdays we're here, you know?
Okay. I just pulled up your website, too, to save your website so I can reach you.
Okay.
Well, ladies, thank you so much. That's been very
helpful.
You're welcome. And because I really thought, I'm not going to hear from him again. I'm moving on. I'm done. I am not chasing him and going down this road. He's going to act that way. I'm done.
No.
So, well.
Yeah, I don't think that that's true at all. So you let us know,
okay,
though, what happens. But I'm telling you, I bet on him being back and all the rest of it, you know.
Part of that conversation when he finally called and he was mad and we ended up, he used his excuse for a big blow up and just making all kinds of false, crazy statements, trying to make it my fault instead of his. He was just bringing stuff out of thin air that weren't even real. Like, well, you haven't done nothing to help me and my parents. What are you talking about? I'm like, seriously? Like 7 days
a
week?
Yeah, I know, really.
Like everybody knows. I mean, I was spending hours at the rehab nurses. I had special permission to go in there and do laser therapy. And then they were mistreating her and abusing her. And they weren't allowed to go in and see her. So I was documenting it and got pictures. And then they took her to her orthopedic surgeon and he recommended they pull her out. And they pulled her out, brought her home. And, you know, the whole thing. Everybody knew I was there taking care of her. And
right.
And it's been seven days a week. I mean, extensive time I've put in, plus it is cows, not even counting all the cows and the calves I've delivered and the orphan babies and the, you know, medical.
Oh, no.
On that side of it, on the ranch, which I do that stuff, you know, with horses and cows. And there are lives that kind of fit. And, he come up, started with, oh, I hadn't done nothing. I'm like, the whole last 6 months, every single day, like 7 days a week, I come over there to see you and help you with your life and your chores and your work and your parents and your errands and you never come over and spend time with me at my house. Like, he could come over here and we could at least watch a movie in private rather than sitting under their thumb, but then they're going to be mad. His dad will be mad at him. He has to get back. Dad will get mad. He has to get back because he doesn't know where he's at and what he's doing, you know.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I just didn't expect to hear from him after his tantrum he threw on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
He was pretty
awesome. I think the only thing you have to think about right now, Cindy, is if you really want to deal with, you really want to be the teacher to him, because that's what you are. You're teaching him things. And if you want to take that on, you can certainly do that, because he will be back. Trust me.
Well, I don't mind if he's going to be a good student and learn something. But if he's not, I don't want to waste my time.
Right. I know. Well, give it a go, see what happens. But will you please let us know what happens?
I will. I definitely will.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It was very helpful, more than you know. You have a wonderful evening, and I will let you know.
Okay. You too. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Beth, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. So we have a couple more here. 201-321.
Hi, Kareen.
Hey.
Mama.
This is Jackie.
How you doing, Jackie?
What's all the ice?
I'm ready to move.
Oh, my God. Finally, right? What? So
yes.
Tell me what is, like, what's bothering you right now?
Just putting, clearing my mind is just do some paperwork and make sense of everything and put it together. My vision, everybody's vision is a little different. And I don't want to debate anymore.
So, Jackie, what's making you have to debate right now?
Oh, no, I guess a little anxiety.
Okay.
I know my husband has anxiety about it. You know, we have a lot of money tied up, and I want to get these things done before I have to go back to work, and hopefully everything will just work out.
Right. So I'm looking at your move right now, and I don't see anything that is going to be like a block for you, like no major blocks, just the usual delays and things that happen when we're moving. But I don't see anything that's going to block you, but you're saying that it's yourself that, you know, because, Jackie, you've done a hell of a lot of things.
I get distracted here at home with my son and his baby, and, you know, then there's always things to do. You know, I just feel like I'm being pulled in a lot of different directions at one time, trying to get, like, all my paperwork together. And it has been a lot because I've only been out of work like a couple of weeks. I was working the whole time during COVID. I just was working remotely. But that was a major hurdle because I couldn't focus on my own thing.
Right.
You know, then I had some health conditions. I'm trying to get on top of that now.
Okay.
I'm really trying to raise my vibration so that I can, like, you know, get things done without feeling stuck.
Right. But, I mean, but, Jackie, you're not stuck. Do you know that? I mean, you might feel stuck, but you're not. Okay. Beth, can you come in and help with this? Like,
I think one thing I keep hearing from you is that obviously you're under a lot of stress. So the you're like Kareen said, you're not stuck. You're not stuck at all. But in order to unstick your perception of yourself, some meditation is definitely in order, I think. You would benefit from some, like, typical de-stressing mechanisms, like, you know, some meditation, some deep breathing, some, you know, like, just true deep breathing, even for 5 minutes, I think would do you some good and help you to refocus. There's a lot going on. So, you know, you've got to kind of like compartmentalize that too and put,
yes,
you know, everything into its own little box to deal with.
Yes, and then, you know, like my husband's been anxious because he's hearing, you know, everybody talk about the housing market. And I'm like, I understand that, but I don't expect to settle this out with full price anyway because it's a lot of work. that needs to be done on this particular house, and I've been taking care of it, you know, as much as I possibly can. And no one else really wants it, they just want money. And I'm not there for all of that because a lot was done. Don't want to really like get too deep into it at this point. But I'm like, I don't want to be anxious about what's happening on the outside. So I know a lot of this is an inside thing, even with myself. Like I'm resolving a lot of issues that I really didn't realize I had since I was a child. It's what I want, I deserve. And I'm not even ashamed to say that to anyone. Of course I deserve. I deserve more.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Do you by chance take any kind of medication for anxiety already?
No, I don't.
No.
At one time I did. Years ago I didn't like the feeling of it, but I do meditate. I do use aromatherapy. I take my salt bath. I detox as much as I possibly can. I use my stone to the best of my ability. I wear what I need to wear to always be grounded. I do a lot of things to try to, you know, remediate the things that I'm dealing with. And, like, the medications that I'm taking for my physical concerns right now, it's enough because I'm not really one that's really big on meds. I see myself a couple of years out and what I'm trying to learn now to do things from more of a holistic alternative standpoint. I'm not big on the drugs that they give people for anxiety. My anxiety is what I receive from others. Like I pick up the energy. If my husband's frustrated and stressed out, I like immediately pick it up. If my son is off, I'll immediately pick it up. So I know I'm very empathic. So I work.
Yeah.
You know,
that's definitely what it sounds like. Do you practice like regularly? Maybe creating some kind of protection for yourself. You could even do it daily. Create some sort of protection for yourself. Just ask for protection from, ask to have your energy protected. This is actually something I just recently learned. And so I'm telling everybody who might even want to listen that it's definitely beneficial. And especially if you're empathic, then, I mean, even people who don't mean to are going to take some of your energy away, as you, I mean, I'm sure you know, right?
Yeah, definitely. I had a situation this week that someone said something to me, and when they said it, it like hit me so hard. It didn't hit me in my gut. It went straight to my back. And I remember for one moment my whole entire body seized up. And then, like a few minutes later, I was like, that's not my energy. And I released it, and it eventually it went away. But when it first got me, I mean, it was like painful.
Yeah, that's totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you would benefit definitely from maybe making it a daily practice to just like surround yourself with like a force field. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. It's like a force field, like putting myself in a bubble or like one of those hamster balls where the hamster rolls around and nobody can get him. just like something that protects you from having your energy zapped from that. But then you can deal with the situations that you need to deal with without having to, depleted and have to then deal with, you know, that lack of energy that you have as a result, you know. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It's just like you guys are talking to a previous caller. with the boyfriend. And when she was describing how he took everything off on her, I was like, I'm standing in the same shoes that she's standing in. But it just seems like so many people don't want to take responsibility for what they do. So they'll push all the things that's going wrong in their lives, in their mind, or their problems off on someone else.
Yeah,
and I just have to be that person. In addition to being very empathic.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, sometimes I'm receiving things from a great distance. And when it comes, the person comes to mind, and then I get confirmation, like not too long later, you know, like, these people are holding, like, feelings. Like, right now, Kareem, everyone who wouldn't do what they were supposed to do when I was on the outside looking in, right now they don't know what to do besides think, you know, they're not sending me love and light because I'm doing it and they can't figure out how. And sometimes I can't,
right.
But I'm doing it.
Right.
The only people now that I'm concerned about are the people within my immediate circle, my husband and my sons, that, wait a minute, I don't need any more sex because I already got enough. Let me figure out what I'm doing now and stop as a distraction. Not that I don't want to move forward. I'm ready. I've been ready. How I feel things need to be done and what I need to do. You can't do it. You don't understand it. Stop pressuring me.
Right. So, Jackie, it sounds like because you are empathic, you're like taking on you're it's affecting you what other people are thinking and doing around you so much that you're feeling confused and distracted, like you said. So I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you how the best way that I deal with this kind of stuff, because I pick up a lot of shit too, and I don't need it. I don't want it. It's not even a part of me. So I'm going to just tell you this. I want you to imagine above your head, there's a beautiful white light. I call it the white light of Christ, but you can make it any color you want. It can be gold. It can be purple, whatever. And it's coming. It's above your head. It's a beautiful tornado coming through the top of your head, going around and around your body. It's removing anything that doesn't belong to you, anything that you're feeling from other people, anything that makes you feel bad or guilty or whatever. And it's like coming through you like a tornado, removing all of that crap around you that isn't you. And it's coming down, it's coming down, it's going down through your whole body, and it finally, after about a minute, reaches your feet, and it goes down. All of that crap is gathered in that tornado, and it's going down past your feet into the center of the earth. Away from you, okay? It's clearing you of all of this stuff, clearing you. Now, I want you to imagine this. I do it like once a day. Imagine this tornado coming through you, clearing you of anyone else's crap, anything that doesn't belong to you, anything negative, anything that would make you sick, anything that is just detrimental to you. It's clearing it all out, and it's bringing it clear past your feet into the center of the earth, away from you. It doesn't belong to you. It's not going to affect you. You're cleared of all of that. You're cleared of all of it. So I would love for you to do this at least once a day, because the only thing, Jackie, that I feel like is stopping you is your own empathy. It's you thinking about other people and the way they feel, that's none of your business. That's nothing you can affect. Take it away from yourself. Clear it out and move ahead. So I would love for you to do that at least once a day when you get up or when you go to bed. That's when I do it, when I go to bed. Because you're gathering all this chaos and, you know, that's not yours. You are not that. It's become a part of you because you're not clearing it out, I feel. So get rid of it. Nothing to do with you. You have a very clear and peaceful path. Nothing can stop that. Nothing at all can stop that. I want you to know that. Path. P-A-T-H. Path. And your dad also has something to say. Hold on. I keep hearing, and I don't know if this is your dad or who this is, but they're like, you know, we wanted you to have this. You deserve this. We wanted you to have this. This was your thing. Like, you are meant to be there. Who would have said that to you?
My father, definitely.
Okay.
My mother always knew that as well, too.
Okay.
Everything I'm trying to do, and what I do, this is what you taught me. This is what I did with him. Even with moving forward with repairing and restoring it, you know.
Yeah.
These are the things that he taught me to do as a young girl. And like, yeah, that's killing my brothers, but that's their business. You know, I just want to be able to move on peaceably. And, I mean, down the road, if things change, then great. But, you know, my husband don't see that. My husband, like, sees it completely differently. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to mortgage myself to work like a slave for the rest of my life. I don't deserve that. Crazy.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I don't see anything stopping you but your own picking up on other people's stuff, thinking about other people, what they're thinking, what they might do.
Mm-hmm.
You clear all of that out. You're clearing all of that out. You, nothing can touch you. You got the white light of Christ around you. Nothing can penetrate that, okay? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is good, Jackie. This is a good thing for you. This is a brilliant thing that's going to happen, okay? This is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it in your heart and know that nothing is going to stop you from being happy and peaceful. You will find happiness and peace. I know it. I know this is a good move.
I received that. I know it's a good move as well.
And if there's, listen, Jackie, if there's anything I can ever do for you, I'm here. I'll help you in any way I can at all. Anything at all you need, I'll help you.
It's something that I do want for myself and for the house, but I'd rather talk to you off the air. I just wasn't sure what to order, so... Just for protection, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're friends on Facebook. Just PM me anytime, you know, ask me.
Yeah. Okay.
I love you. I'm proud of you.
I love you too. You know that. I love you too. Yeah. When I actually got a chance to log in, it looked like you said something to another Jackie. And then I don't know if you read my comment because, you know, under my handle, I was like, I just want to click my OC times and go home. You know, I feel like Dorothy with Toto.
Right, right. Yeah, that was
been an adventure, and I'm just trying to get my household to understand that what I got to do, and however I have to do it, it's what I do receive from my father, because I believe my father visited me the other day, but I couldn't remember everything, but I know my father's spirit visited me one night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't wake up. It's the next day that I'm like, I know Daddy was there. My father was in my presence. One of the nights I wasn't feeling well, because, like I said, I was dealing with some major health concerns, and I'm just now, you know, trying to get a handle from it. And between that.
Go ahead.
Hey, well, what were you going to say?
I was going to say,
I'm just trying to get my strength back.
Right, right. And you're going to get your strength back. Believe me, you're going to. I'm already clearing you as I'm talking to you, but you're going to continue to do this clearing on your own. So did your father, what's this feather with your father? Did he wear a hat with a feather in it, or what's with the feather?
He always wore the hat with the feather, yeah. Fedora with the feather. He was sharp like that.
Yeah.
Nice English hat.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he's definitely with you. I mean, he's giving you his strength, and you have so much strength on your own, Jackie. Nobody without strength could have done what you did so far, okay? That's not going anywhere. That strength is going to remain with you. You're good. You're moving ahead. You're going to move ahead, and you're clear. You're clear of all the crap around you. That cannot affect you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to take that into your heart, you know?
I received that. I don't know what he was. Maybe that was the message he was trying to give me the other night. I know it was my father. I felt it. It's like the next day. You know when you know that you saw somebody or you heard from someone? But you can't remember when. It was my father. My father. It wasn't no one else. It wasn't my mother. It was my father.
Right. Right. He's giving you his strength. That's what, you know, he came to visit you to say, you are strong enough. You are strong enough to do this. You are. He's strong, too. He's very strong.
And I'm hoping that the rest of them will see it. I mean, not even that. I'm talking about, like, my family. That they know and understand. I'm going to do what I need to do. You can't keep disputing it.
Mm-hmm. They have no power, Jackie. They have no power. No power. They can try to do what they're going to do. They're not going to get anywhere.
And I don't understand my mother's family. I have family members who I've never bothered, and it's like, they can't stand me. I haven't done anything to them.
Right.
I just don't mess with them. Because they created
right.
a lot of division. You know when people don't know how to mind their business?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people like that out there, unfortunately. But, you know, you just put them out in left field with your energy. They don't know what to do, you know? You got a lot of power, Jackie. You got a lot of power. It's going to be okay. I feel it's going to be absolutely perfect for you. It's a perfect move. Nothing's going to stop
you. Of course.
Nothing's going to stop
you. Okay. So I shouldn't even have to worry about my brother. Don't worry about my sister. No one knows where she is.
Right.
She's in the But.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you
think? They can try to start trouble, but they're not going to succeed. They can try all they want, but they're not going to succeed. It's not, you know, if you're wondering about monetarily.
That's what I think my brother is, I mean, my husband is worried about, you know, my brothers and them accusing him of trying to take away, you know, their inheritance. Look, they took everything they had to take. Remember, they sold property.
Right.
They did a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of things.
Yeah.
They're like styles. Let it fall apart.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah.
The one brother who I speak to, I find myself trying to motivate him like how you're motivating me now, you know? But at the same time, I can't really trust him because he says one thing and does another, does nothing at all. I don't have time for that.
No. No. Like I said, they have no power. They really don't have any power. They can squawk and complain and do whatever they're doing. They have no power. They're not going to change a damn thing.
I'm hoping that this news will be better for even my family, you know, my son. And just a different location where I'm at right now. I need to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely will DM you because there's something some things I need to take care of in my house. And I'm thinking about this, the feather that you mentioned. I do have two hats for my father. They both have feathers, you know. What did you see with the feather?
It was, like, gray, and it has, like, little dots on it, grayish, and it has little dots on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that feather looks like, but that's what I see. You know, I don't know what kind of feather it is.
I have a picture of my father in my car, and I also have a feather that's on top of it.
Mhm.
Like in the visor.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, he's with you, Jackie. He's definitely with you. You're strong, Jackie. You are very strong. And I feel sometimes that you doubt yourself because you feel like you're not so strong, but you really are very strong. You have a huge energy around you, man. You got a huge energy around you. So, yeah, you're good. You're gonna be absolutely fine. You just have to dismiss those people around you. Understand that they don't know any better and move ahead. That's it.
Okay. I've been trying to get my husband to see that. It didn't work out. And his anxiety, I think, is on his anxiety.
Yeah, just tell your husband when we cross that bridge, we'll go over it. We're not crossing that bridge yet, you know?
Okay. And I want to apologize if I'm holding somebody up.
That's okay. You're important, you know, and I'm glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
But listen, I want to hear, PM me or do something and let me know what's happening. But I want you to do that exercise with the tornado. And
yes.
Also know that what you're doing is absolutely meant to be, and it's good. It's going to be good. and don't let anybody else affect your energy. Clear them out. Clear them out.
Just put them in that world.
Yeah. They're in the tornado. They go down through your whole body. Everything in there goes down past your feet into the center of the earth, totally away from you. Never to bother you again. They have no power. No power. In fact, I'm doing it for you right now, too. But I want you to continue doing this, you know?
Okay. Certainly will.
Yeah.
And I have to put my son in that tornado, too. Oh, yeah, him and his girlfriend, they have big distractions for me here. Constantly, they want to be grown, but then again, they act like toddlers. You know how you have terrible twos? Like terrible teens.
Yeah.
And they're trying to help them. They're 23 years old, both of them, with a baby. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible 20s. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, God.
Oh, Beth knows about that.
If I leave my house, I come back, you'd think it was 10 babies here, like Home Alone, you know?
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's going to be okay, Jackie. I know it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I brought my granddaughter to the house the other day, and she was like, she was all over the place. This is the first time I brought her there, and I wanted to see what her reaction was. And she was like, she put her finger in front of her mouth, like, shh, she's trying to lead me to the attic. I was like, girl, you don't want to go up there. It was nighttime. Like, she's all over the place and playing in the yard, and I was like, if only my mom could see this, she would just be so happy, you know?
That's excellent.
Well, I'm gonna get it done. It's just that the anxiety, because we don't know what's going on with this COVID, and, you know, everyone is uptight because of the market and everything, and I feel like, deep down in my heart, I feel like this is going to be okay. If everybody else is negative, you know, like making me second guess myself. What a distraction. That's it.
Right.
I'm going to do something
right.
else.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. But I do think it's going to be absolutely fine. I really do.
Okay. See, they keep counseling, you know that, right?
But I didn't hear that.
I said, this deep counseling. Listen, Beth asked me about the medicine and stuff for anxiety. All of those psychotropic drugs is the reason why people are walking around now losing it.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people that have taken those psychotropic drugs and they are messed up.
Yeah, they're very tricky. I agree. They're very tricky. Now, you know what to do, Jackie. You know what to do to put yourself in balance. You're smart. You don't need that shit, you know? But listen, we're going to end in a minute, so
okay.
Contact me anytime.
I will.
And we'll make an appointment or whatever you want to do, you know, no charge, because I love you so much and I want to help you as much as I can. But I think that you're going to be okay. I really do, you know?
Okay. I'll PM you because I do, it's something that I want. I need to get. I'm not sure which one to order. I know definitely I need a large purple plate. I don't know.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a story out of the air.
Yeah. Yeah, text me.
When I'm not there, people ride around and look to see what I'm doing, you know?
Right. I bet.
They do.
Jesus.
They can't figure out how. They don't understand that miracle.
Right.
Yeah. But thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. All right. I love you, Jackie.
You.
We'll talk soon.
I love you too. You know I do, girl.
I know you do. I know you,
you know,
do.
You know, if you come to Jersey, especially once I move, you come to Jersey, you're going to have to come and visit me, right?
I definitely would come to visit you. I definitely would. I'll let you know when that happens. It might happen sooner than you think.
Okay. I even got a wall. I even got a wall where I want to put up one of your angels on the wall in the garage. I got a beautiful brick wall that I just want to put a nice mural up there, a nice angel. I see it.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. Thank you. Jeez.
Yes. Like, come up in this driveway again. Somebody hit my garage. I had to put in a new garage door. Like, yeah, fly up in this driveway again and hit this garage door. You're going to meet an angel on the other side.
You
I got
are
black
an
girl
angel.
Magic.
Yeah,
come on.
You are an angel.
You heard me? Did you hear me? I got black girl magic. Crazy. That's how
you're awesome,
Jack. I love you. You know I do.
I love you too. I love you too.
Thank
Jack.
You, but I do appreciate it because I'm dealing with everybody else's doubt and everyone is reflecting it on me. I'm talking about in my immediate circle now. Like, come on, you guys all watch what I've been through and what I've been going through. It's not like I'm not trying. It's just I can't wrap my head around what I got to do because I'm so busy taking care of everybody else's crap.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Excuse my language, but I don't like that.
No, keep it real. I'm serious.
What the hell? Oh, man. All right, Jackie, we'll talk soon. All right. So
okay.
You move,
namaste.
You're moving ahead, and don't doubt anything. You're moving ahead. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you. Namaste.
All right, you're welcome. Namaste. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Okay, I love that, Jackie.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Okay. She really is. And the only reason she's having a hard time is because she actually pays attention to other people. And most of us don't. We're like, oh, blah, 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 whatever. But she's actually feeling the shit from other people. From what
exactly.
She's doing. And is paying it. Excuse me, paying attention to it, and it's like, man, you know? So, okay, so we only have 4 minutes, so we really don't have time to give anyone else a reading, but I thank everyone for calling in tonight and for being in chat, and you guys are awesome, and just know that everything, whether you feel like it's going to be okay or not, is going to be okay, and even if it's not okay, it's still going to be okay.
It's
That's
still okay. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you, Miss Beth. I love you, and you're freaking awesome. And we'll have another show soon, hopefully, with Beth. And I appreciate you guys very much. So We'll talk again soon. And Beth, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll see you guys in the next show, maybe next Saturday. We'll see, but hit follow on the show, and we'll you'll know when we're going to be on again. Okay, thank you. Take care of each other and take care of yourselves. Thank you.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That was interesting.